I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Embarrassing.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on? Morning, everybody.
That's the first time years of working with you. What? Thank you, Evan. That's not a signal of what's to come, right? That was an early air, like the Giants.
Well, I got to figure out my levels.
My man had the button off.
How you?
Go ahead. It was funny, wasn't it?
Go ahead. It's 10:02. Go ahead. Go.
We started.
No,
10.
No, go rant for 10 minutes about the Giants. How much they stink.
No, I'm gonna say happy birthday to one of our friends. Happy 70th birthday to the great legendary. Look how the guys are looking. Mark Abanez. Happy birthday, Mark.
He does not look 70,
dude. I know you don't look your age. I know I don't look mine.
Giants lose.
He's too old.
See, that was Evan, Mark.
Braves beat the Giants 9-5. Sixth loss in a row. Hayden Birdsong doesn't record an out.
Say that again,
They're
Sonny.
Now 3.5 behind the wild card.
He didn't record a what?
He didn't record an out.
Boy. You could take your victory lap? Because it's floating around the streets.
I mean, eventually. Eventually, and I'll just say it. Everybody glad he hit that Marlins guy?
Wow. It can't be that.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right, it can't. Look at the before and after.
Man. I'm looking at that with this team, man. That they look like the Bad News Bears defensively yesterday. So,
thank you.
I know Melvin was late to his post-game presser, and I was hoping he was flipping over a spread, but at this point, Stoney, I don't know what to do or what to say. Seriously.
So you want Bob Melvin to get emotional, right? You want him to get emotional.
And well, he already
did get emotional. He got emotional when he told Hayden Birdsong to hit a guy on the Marlins when there were two outs and nobody on in the first inning. He was struggling at that point. He was just starting to struggle a little bit. He plunks the Marlin. They give up 3 runs in the inning. He hasn't been the same. Now,
isn't that on the pitcher, the adult?
Well, he's not an adult. He's a
professional.
He's a
pitcher.
Rookie. He's essentially a rookie. And I'm not saying A equals B.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you didn't do, and I'll say it, you didn't do the kid any favors in that Miami series.
Man, four walks in the first, Donnie.
And now you can't even pitch him. You can't even pitch him.
Well, now you got two problems in the rotation. Verlander's one, and now. Do you give him the ball again? And if you don't, who do you have?
Who?
Verlander? Birdsong. Because you
don't
can't
know.
Give it to Harrison.
I don't know. I don't.
Like, wow.
I mean, he already had missed a few starts after his last start. So I don't know what you do with Birdsong. But, you know, this team's leaking a little bit of oil. And they looked bad last night.
Yeah,
when you don't hit,
well, you got 12
you're
hits.
You're in a losing streak.
You got 12 hits last night, Stoney.
But you know what? You get down 5-1.
So you're like scoring 30 points in a blowout.
Yeah, it's garbage time. Mm. Garbage time. But, you know, good for the guys who brought their averages up last night.
Adames had 4 hits.
Sure. Yep.
And I don't want to piss you off early, but I don't care at this point. And I heard the Joes talking about it this morning, Stoney. Nobody is above the law. great rap group out of Compton, but I'm just sitting here saying, I watch Rafi Devers round third base and something is wrong. And if he is just Superman and nobody can sit him down to maybe even say, hey, let's try to get you some rest. But what if he messes whatever's going on with his body up for the future? That's how I'm thinking. I have not personally waved a white flag. I know it's out there, but damn, Steiny, this is your dude. You spend a lot of chicken on, and something is obviously wrong, and I don't care what he's saying about how he feels. At what point do you think about the future, and if a surgery's imminent? I don't know, but watching that hitch or giddy up, he looked like Fred Sanford coming around third again.
Yeah, he's slow. He's a slow runner. He runs with a piano on his back.
I don't know. Greatest analogy.
I don't know if he's got a hitch in his giddy up,
yeah,
or get along, as Bob Fitzgerald would say. I just think he's incredibly slow.
No, that I get.
He has to.
He's not fluid, Steiny.
That's right.
Something's going on with his slow and hamstring. We already know.
He's slow.
That I give. I'm not fighting you on that.
By the way, this was 3 minutes ago. The SF Giants have announced the following roster moves: Hayden Birdsong and Tristan Beck option to AAA. Carson Seymour and Sean Jelly have been recalled from AAA Sacramento.
The Jelly Man.
Huh? Yeah,
well, he won't get his next start.
You can't.
Yeah, no.
There's no way in hell he was going
to
make his next
start. Evan, I wanted to throw this to you, Steiny. You don't know real quick. Evan was a college pitcher, but what I heard from Birdsong, he said back to step one, square one.
That was Melvin.
Yeah, what is that? But Birdsong told him that. What does that mean, Evan? Back to square one as a pitcher.
Well, that means what we just heard. Means he's going back to Sacramento.
Yeah, here's Melvin after the, after Birdsong couldn't get an out in the first inning.
Look, he was kind of teetering the last time and found a way through it today. He couldn't, unfortunately. So, put us in a little bit of a bind with the pitching, obviously, and how we had to cover this game. But, not ideal, and kind of back to square one with him as far as some of the command issues go.
All right. Hayden Birdsong is 23 years old, going to be 24 in August. And now he's regressed a little bit.
Man.
So all of a sudden, the strength of your team might not be your strength anymore, mm-hmm. And that is pitching.
And the team's regressing.
Yeah, what bothered you most last night?
This is the first time that I've ever saw this in my life, Steiny. I saw a brave runner score on a base hit from first base.
Yeah.
And Bob Melvin say the lack of communication wasn't there, but when you're playing bad baseball, and maybe if you're kicking their ass and that happened, you're like, nothing to see here. But to watch that transpire and a guy just blow past the third base coach, but he was hustling, and the Giants just, they're not locked in. And Adama said it last night, Steiny, we were grinders in the first half. We were attacking. Right now, he said it just lackadaisical.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of oomph last night. But I also, by the way, Pee Wee Reese used to do that for the old Dodgers. He'd score from first on a single. Yeah.
Evan brought up Willie Mays.
Yeah, oh yeah, Willie Mays.
I'm sure Ricky Henderson's done it, but I hadn't seen it in a while. So I was just like, damn, it was 8-1 at one point, Steiny, last night.
Yeah, tough loss for the Giants. And where do they go from here?
Well, 8-2, yeah.
They play again today against the Braves.
You got confidence in Roop, or is something bigger going on here?
I've got more confidence in Roop than Birdsong or Verlander.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been good. He's been real good so far. But again, he's in uncharted waters also in terms of his innings. So you look at the Giants right now, and they've got two reliable starters and a third.
Right.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah.
But the 2-4 and 5 right now are an absolute mess. And this team doesn't hit well enough for them to struggle at the fourth starter and the fifth starter.
Now, you talked about it when I left you all yesterday about you want to see these next 9 games or something remotely close to that before the deadline on the 31st. Steiny, I got to believe Buster Posey and company know what they need or what they want to try and do before the next 9 games. Because, I know what are you now in regard to the wild card, because the Dodgers won last night, so you're seven back, but I'm just, what do you do? What are you trying to do, man, to salvage this season?
I mean, there's nothing you can do. You try to play baseball like you played early in the year, where you're more buttoned up, and you try to win as many games as you can. But after watching this team now the last month and a half, they don't look good. They don't look good, and they don't look like they're a pitcher away from making a run, and they don't look like they're a hitter away from making a run.
That's disheartening.
So, man. I mean, what I think right now is I don't know what Buster Posey's thinking. I don't know.
Because now you're three and a half back.
I don't know if you add to this team. Why would you add to this team and take some people from your farm system and trade them? Like, I would not trade any minor league player that I liked.
Damn.
For some, again, it's like...
Even for a Mitch Keller or somebody like that could solidify and help you. I'm just saying, Stoney, we're in the stretch run. It is go time, so not even for that, huh? Because if you're not, then that'd be... I feel like you've waved the white flag, or Posey has. If you feel like something you can get of that caliber, of a Mitch Keller type, that wouldn't even help.
I mean, look, the Tigers didn't do anything at the deadline last year, and they ended up turning it around.
They actually sold.
Exactly. What'd I say, didn't do anything? Yeah, so it's possible. I mean, if Buster Posey thinks this team is a better team than they've shown, then he's got to give them a crack at it.
Yeah.
All right, a reminder, by the way, coming up at 11 o'clock today, we're going down to Santa Clara. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are meeting the media. Training camp is open for the San Francisco 49ers, so we'll take a press conference live at 11. A reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stremski hits a pop-up, and that is going to do it. The Gold Glover will squeeze it for the final out. Giants get a run in the ninth, but they fall well short tonight. A very frustrating game for the Giants. 9-5 the final.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming, NBC Sports Bay Area, on the call. Giants have lost six in a row. And last night, there were a few plays in that game that had a lot of Giants fans scratching their heads. You had Elliot Ramos making a lazy throw over Adamas's head on a play that allowed a guy to get an extra base. It didn't cost him, but it was a sloppy play nonetheless. Jung-Hoo Lee let a ball drop right in front of him as kind of Ramos was making his way over toward left center. Not sure what happened there. Must have been a miscommunication. And then Acuna scores on a single.
Yeah.
Where everything fell into place for him, and the Giants let a guy score from first on a single somehow. So I think those goo contributed to making the loss look like a really bad loss.
No doubt, man. And these are the major leagues. You know, they got a standard. And I appreciate Adamas for coming close to what he thinks is going on. But I know it's, not football or basketball, Stoney, but he said this team is not attacking. They're just standing around watching. And for Ramos to do that and just lollygag to throw and watch Atlanta just take advantage of that, you're like, damn, you can't do that as you continue to display bad baseball. Those are the things you could control. And as far as the Acuna coming around from first, Donnie, I'm going to say that's embarrassing. That shouldn't even happen on the high school level. But it is what it is, and I'm just asking you, I'm listening to the announcers. Ramos tried to get a ball And he got a they gave him love for the effort, but I'm like, this is his job. And there was a ball hit down the left field line, Stoudy. I felt like, and here we go, a good outfielder makes that catch. It fell in front of him, but I'm like, damn, Ramos, I don't know. Do you sit him down to send a message, or can you even afford to do that at this point?
Can you afford to do what?
Sit Ramos down. Like, his defense is bad.
Well, I mean, but you knew that. You knew he wasn't a great defensive player.
But I didn't know it was this to this degree.
Well, maybe he's not as bad as he's been playing the last few weeks. But, no, I thought he had it. I thought the exact same thing, that a really good defensive left fielder makes that catch. Of course, he didn't. But here's Melvin, Bob Melvin, on Acuna scoring from first.
That's bad communication is what it is. So, I mean, you know, Casey's got to let him know when he gets up. You know, Chappie's trying to yell. You know, it's just, you know, Casey's still kind of learning the position too. It's just a bad look when you're playing like that, and something like that happens in a game like this where we look terrible. So just another instance today that was not a good look for us.
All right, so Melvin knows.
Yeah, he kept it real there.
Melvin knows that this team is obviously probably playing its worst baseball of the year right now.
No doubt.
Comprehensively.
I mean, what, six in a row now?
Yep. And 3.5 in back of the wild card. And now they essentially have lost a starting pitcher in Hayden Birdsong. I mean, I don't know when he's going to get to start a game again, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be anytime soon. So how do the Giants go about replacing him? Although he's not going to be difficult to replace in terms of his production the last five or six starts. But it does feel like all the weaknesses of this team are starting to show up, and they just cannot overcome it. They're pitching outside of the big two or three hasn't been good. Their defense has not been good. Their situational hitting has been pretty lousy. And they have just combined on all facets of the game at the same time. And they don't look like a good baseball team right now. Eight games left until the trading deadline. And
boy,
I don't know if you keep losing, if it makes it easier not to do anything.
Yeah. And I'm looking at Atlanta, Stoney. I know they came into that game 12 games under 500. And I'm thinking maybe you can get fat here. Maybe they have nothing to play for and you could take advantage of them. But, you know, I keep getting hit over the head with a frying pan each time I do that, going back to the Marlins and the White Sox series. So I don't know what to expect. And you mentioned Birdsong, but Stoney, that's on top of Verlander. So they got two issues in the starting rotation, and you're just hoping and lighting candles that Verlander can figure it out. But, man, you know, are we going to see openers in Birdsong's spot? I don't know, but this is not the ideal time for them to be going, you know, the wrong way. And this is their longest losing streak of the season. And there was a moment last night I texted Thread, and not that this is what I wanted, but I was like, okay, this is what I've been waiting for, a closed-door meeting. But the more tea leaves I read, it looks like he was just having a conversation with Birdsong, Melvin.
Yeah, and listen, if you're gonna go back and talk about the White Sox and the Marlins series, or what was it, Cleveland?
Yeah, Marlins. Yeah, got
Marlins
swept at home.
And White Sox. Yeah. Yeah, that was, they didn't play well in those two series. But I'm sorry. The San Francisco Giants, but like, this is what I mean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, Bob Melvin, I think, made a move that he wouldn't – I don't think he really wanted to hit – asking Birdsong to hit that guy has had an impact on this team negatively. I don't know to what extent. I don't know, but you cannot tell me that that has not affected Hayden Birdsong. And for the life of me last night, it's just hitting me, Goo, that when he came into that game against the Marlins, he had had two starts before that where he was teetering a little, struggling a little bit. And he gets the first two outs against the Marlins, and then he hits a guy. And then they score three runs in the first inning after a guy homers. He has been terrible ever since then. And for the life of me, you know, I was talking to Evan about this, and he's right. Evan said, well, he was kind of struggling a little bit before that Marlins game. That's right. He was. So why did you ask Birdsong to hit the Marlins?
Because it needed to be done.
Okay, and it cost you. And you could say, well, maybe Birdsong should be more mature and he could handle it.
I was just about
to go there. He's 23 years old. He's made 20 starts in the big leagues. He's still finding his way.
They just asked him to throw at a batter and move on.
That's right. And how did it work? How did it work?
Okay, but what do you know about pitching? Being a psychiatrist.
He's too young.
What do you mean? He's not young. Diaper on. Stoney, stop.
No, you stop.
They asked him to do that they thought he was capable
of. How did it work out? Answer the question.
Maybe he's not that good.
Fine.
Maybe this is who he really is. But for you to sit here
as
a 60-year-old man and say a major league pitcher stinks now because he had to throw at a batter.
He has 20 lifetime starts.
Come on.
You're asking him to hit a batter, lifetime starts.
Not rob a bank. You're asking him to hit a batter.
How'd it work?
It's too simple.
Okay.
It's baseball stupid.
Okay.
That's what you want to come with. Oh, he had to hit a player. Come on, Stiney.
Okay, so that didn't affect Birdsong's confidence at all. That had nothing to do with Birdsong. Asking Birdsong to hit a guy, and from that point, what we've seen, that's just an utter coincidence. Okay. Shame on me. For asking a veteran to do that kind of dirty work.
He was the starter that day.
That's right, he was. And he got the first two outs. And guess what? You went into the second inning down 3-0 because you had to do something stupid and there was no point to it. You knew that the guys who'd been hit the day before, it was not intentional. They hit two guys in the ninth inning of a game. They made a mistake. Birdsong hits him, and you're right, Goo.
You got to stand up for yourself sometimes. And I'm just saying, eye for eye, and even if you're right, Stiney, it wasn't intentional, but we knew the Giant batters were getting hit left and right. They were hot. We saw Ramos on the steps of the dugout talking to the team. It just had to happen. But, Stiney, I got
to
believe
I don't have
the answer to why he's tanking, but I just believe that's a stretch.
I don't think it is at all. I don't think it's a stretch at all. I'm not saying that he ruined Hayden Birdsong.
It sounds like it.
Well, he didn't help him. Like, if you've got a pitcher that's struggling, okay? You got a pitcher that you're trying to get back on track. And he's 23 years old, and he's got, how many starts has he even made in the big leagues?
So you're questioning Melvin then?
That's right.
Huh?
But you know why I'm questioning him? Because that he did something that's not in his character. He made a decision based on emotion when he hit that guy, when he told Birdsong to hit him. And I just think it was the absolute wrong move. Like, you want to talk about, you know, you want to see him flip a spread, and I've always said, I don't think that's who he is.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's a guy that wanted to hit a guy, but I guess he just felt like they needed something. But
You think if you ask Melvin now, is that why he's struggling? You think he might get some credence to that?
No, he would say no. He would probably say, you know, he would downplay it. Just like everybody's going to downplay it. I get it. But I'm just putting two and two together. And Birdsong was struggling. And then after that game, he went from struggling to virtually unpitchable. To unpitchable. So, that has to be part of the equation.
Yeah. And I'll say this, as this team is going south, I wonder what Gabe Kapler's thinking. I know you don't care, but I thought he was the problem.
I mean, again, like, they're still three games over 500, but the problem is they are looking like a team that losing motivation, or I don't know if they're starting to look around that clubhouse and realize, because listen, when you got veterans,
which they do.
They know when a team's got something, and they know when a team doesn't have something. And I'm just starting to wonder if they're not seeing the writing on the wall, that they just don't have enough. They don't have enough pitching. They don't have enough starting pitching right now, and they're still struggling to hit.
Well, Stoney, I'll say this to that. Roop has been good. I mean, he had a blunder against the Dodgers, but he's bounced back. You had two of your five starters, four or five starters in the All-Star game. So can we really say they don't have enough pitching? I mean, now it's code red in regard to Verlander and now Birdsong. But you talk about Chapman. He's a veteran. Verlander, not pitching the ball, just who he is, the silhouette of him. I'm asking you something. I'm not saying this is why they're losing. And I don't know, or I haven't read anything that has popped off, but do you think something's going on in the clubhouse? No, I'm being real with that.
I have no idea.
If you're saying they're not motivated, that's on the manager.
And we got a Pessoy problem in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that was the problem with Gabe. But now, Stoney, it sounds like you're telling me they just don't have enough, and you added, here we go, from the baseball gods, Devers, and this team is, it stinks since they gotten them. Like, that's crazy to me. Yeah, well,
and they haven't, just because you get a Devers, you still got to go out and execute, and you got to hit, and you got to pitch, you got to field.
But now they're not doing that part of the field. Like yesterday, I'm being real, that you can lose, and they have, but that wasn't Giant baseball. Just the two outfielders coming together, letting it drop. Ramos just, you know, lackadaisical with the throw and the break. Like, it's embarrassing when you see the other team take advantage what I want to deem laziness.
I mean, and that's the other thing. Like, if you're going to watch that game last night and point out all the stuff they've done wrong, and they don't look like they're motivated, and they look overmatched, and Ramos is sloppy and left, and Jung-Hoo Lee, didn't feel the ball in time, and Acuna scores. It's like, well, then why do you think they're a really good team? Like, a really good team doesn't have, of course, you have some bad games here and there, but a really good team doesn't get beat like they've gotten beat consistently. Mm-hmm. And that is by not hitting, and their fielding is not very good. And you know what? Here's the other thing. I don't think they're a really smart team, on the bases at least. So, I don't know.
And I'm going to say this, and I've been defending the guy. He had four hits last night, and that's with the bat, Adames, so I'm not going to take that from him. And again, on my timeline, a lot of people were like, oh, Guru, the game was decided. But you go up to hit, and he got four hits, Adames. But, Steiny, how good can your defense be when your shortstop leads the majors with 13 errors? And I know you said, I feel like you've been saying, I'll give him a pass. Their left fielder's
not very good. Their left fielder's not very good.
But it was kind of disguised. His route running was, but now he's playing defense not very good. It's crazy.
He's never been good. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, let's come down my road about Birdsong. I mean, am I making a mountain out of a molehill?
Well, you can't be proven wrong.
No, but you can disagree with me. That's fine. I think there was something at play that's bigger than just hitting that guy. And I don't know if it affected the Giants, but I think it absolutely, to some extent, affected Hayden Birdsong. That's all I'm saying.
And do you believe whoever the starting pitcher was that next day was going to get tasked that assignment?
We talked about that, and I seem to remember it was like half and half. A lot of people are like, you got to throw at somebody. And other people were like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would have, because the two hit batsmen that they were talking about, it was frustrating, but they clearly weren't trying to get hit, because it started a little bit of a rally.
And I feel like what you're saying, Steiny, could apply maybe even, and I'll go to Evan here, the college pitcher, former college pitcher, but on the high school level, somebody fragile like that, maybe a young kid, tasked to do that, could follow him and put him in the spell that Birdsong's in. And I know you mentioned, you know, he's just a pup in regard to his age, but as a Major League Baseball player that's had some success, which he has, I just find it odd as if that was the reason he went south. But you said, Evan told you, you know, he exactly wasn't lighting the world on fire before, but man, Steiny, I got to say this. I don't want a guy like that in my foxhole if just me having you throw at a batter is going to just throw you all the way off.
Well,
to this degree.
Okay. He's 23 years old. Okay. I get it. So he's battling something right now. He's struggling. You ask him to hit a guy, he hits a guy, and he wasn't pitching well before that. Now he's pitching even worse. I'm not saying, well, this guy's, because of what he's going through now, he'll never be any good. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you don't ask him to do that. In that particular situation where he was in terms of his growth as a pitcher, he's got 26 total starts in the big leagues. That's not even a full year. And I get it. I want my starting pitcher to be able to battle through anything. But goodness gracious, it's the big leagues and he's 23 years old. It's like, maybe he's got, what if he's got a lot of work to do on his confidence? Like, that's one thing he's got to get better at. That's fair for a young pitcher. But I'm just not... Hayden Birdsong, three, four months ago, was... People were excited about Birdsong.
And the Giants were... They were eating.
Let's go to RJ in Napa. Hey, RJ, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I agree with Steiny on this 100%. For two reasons. One, I've never understood the macho nacho BS in baseball, especially... if it was the game before, it was unintentional, it was in the ninth inning. And if you're going to do that, you might as well hit the first batter of the game. I don't get hitting the third batter. But all of that aside, Birdsong was clearly not doing well before that, clearly doing worse after that. They got to either sit him out for a start or two, move him to the bullpen, do something, get him back on track and get them back on track. So thanks for the call, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for the call, RJ. By the way, Hayden Birdsong has been sent to AAA. And Evan, who Sean Jelly and...
Carson Seymour
have been elevated.
Man, life comes at you fast.
More Melvin. This is... on what you got to do today after Birdsong doesn't record an out and you had to go deep into your bullpen.
Once Birdsong exited the ballgame, given that you still have 2 days before the next off day, was it trying to get as much out of every guy? Was it trying to find that balance of getting as much but not,
it depends on where the game goes, right? I mean, we had plenty of opportunities to come back in that game. We didn't. If we did, it might have looked like a little different as far as the personnel, but somebody like Tristan's got to wear it after throwing 4-plus the other day. Bivens has played 1-plus yesterday. He's got to go back out there. So, it's just we're trying to get through the game with have enough weapons for tomorrow.
All right, and how do you finish it up? How do you get this team off the schneid?
It's not a good look, what we're doing right now. It's not timely at all. They know that.
All right. Bob Melvin.
Melvin is who he is, Don, even if I disagree with, I want to see more emotion. But when you keep it real with that last one, it's not a good look. That'll suffice for me because it is not, and I know he knows it's on him. But the bottom line and the right on the table early brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Stani, is they got to figure something out quick, fast, and in a hurry. I mean, I know you said it's 3 games over .500, but, dude, the way they're going, if this thing keeps growing, man, they'll be .500 or under, and that's what the Giants have been under Farhan each year. Like a bird, I go to the bird seats thinking, okay, the third wild card is there. It's something they can do. And I'm going to stand on business because I said I expect this team to make the playoffs. Then I went with Devers to make a run. But now, Stani, and we're not here yet, but if this team somehow doesn't qualify for the playoffs after this stellar start, this would be disappointing.
I mean, if you look at the Giants, they won 107 games in 2021. They were 81-81 in 2022. They were 79-83 in 2023. And they were 80-82 in 2024.
Oh, right.
And I would think after 3 years of essentially playing .500 baseball, you must acknowledge that it was a 500 team for three straight years. So my question would be, in the last year, what have the Giants done to make you think that they've gone from an 81-win team to a 90-win team?
I got a quick answer. They opened up the wallet and they brought in Willie Adames.
Okay.
You brought in Verlander, or what you thought Verlander had. And then, boom, before the trading deadline, you go to Beantown and bring Rafi Devers here.
Right. So all three, and that's why they're 500, because all three of the guys that they brought in haven't impacted winning. Yeah.
Could I ask you why?
I don't know why. Well, one, Devers hasn't hit since he's gotten here. Verlander doesn't have as many as one win. And Adames had a tough first half of the season. But, you know, the other thing is, like, and I'm not blaming Willie Adames.
Okay, right.
But he's hitting 300 over the last, whatever, 30, 35 games.
With 13 errors.
They're 11-20 in those games. So, like, Adames is hitting, but they're still not winning. And I'm not saying that's on Adames. Of course it's not. But, I mean, Adames has been hot. He's been hot. Now he needs help. But who knows when he'll get it if he's still hitting. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 11 o'clock, We're going to go down to Santa Clara and hear from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, 49ers training camp. Opens today with players reporting, and then the first practice is tomorrow. So we will go down there and hear from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, the general manager and the head coach, respectively. It's officially pretty much football season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, 888-957-9570 if you want to get in and talk about the Giants for the next 10 or 15 minutes. Where do you see this team right now, and what the heck does Buster Posey do? With the trade deadline approaching, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.